This is a Pinball News production.
So we're at EAG with Gary Stern, and you're presenting Rolling Stones.
Absolutely.
Yeah. From what I've seen, the game is constantly being played. The reactions are very good. Am I correct?
Yes, they are. We also had it in Germany at the show there last week. The reaction was equally as strong.
Okay. I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for pinball.
What I noticed, which is rather different than previous pinball games that you've produced, ball times are rather short this game.
They are shorter for the great player, longer for the casual player. What I mean by that is that pinball over the years became very, very, very skillful, 90% skill. And the casual player did not have fun. The great player played forever. The great player would play for 45 minutes on one credit, not need to play again. The casual player would play for 45 seconds, not want to play again. And so, therefore, the game could make 1 or 2 euro an hour. That's it. These are games still to be operated, in addition to the people who want them in their home. So now we have a little bit more chance in Avatar, in Iron Man, and also in Rolling Stones. Targets that you hit that move the ball out of the way. Magnets that throw the ball around. Things that have more randomness in them, so that a player like myself can have a chance to have that great ball that we get excited about against a championship player.
Okay. Earlier today we already met. You told a great story about Lyman and Keith.
Right.
Would you be so kind to tell that story again?
I explained these are both champion players, and in the afternoon they would play each other. Lyman would play while Keith went in his office and programmed. Then when his ball finally ended, he'd walk by Keith's office, wave, and go and program a pinball machine in his office while Keith came and played, and vice versa. They weren't in the same room ever. Electric Coin Josh Dragidas lent us a Gottlieb spinner card, and the two of them understood what pinball was, because this game had a lot of randomness, and they would be both in there at the same time playing and screaming at the game and being excited, and there was real competition between them with each other and the machine.
Okay, and that's what you're trying to bring back in your games?
Absolutely. Fun for everyone.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear.
And for the operator to make some money with the game, too.
Yeah. Okay. You've done a limited edition on Avatar. Can we expect something similar with the Rolling Stones?
We're considering it.
Because I can imagine, besides the operator and the casual pinball player or the tournament player who likes to have a game at his home, this is a game you're probably going to sell a lot of them to Stones fans.
True, but however, if we were to do a limited edition, it would be much more expensive. And I think the regular game is beautiful, plays great, has a lot of great music, and homeowners, Stones fans, whoever, should be very happy with this game also.
Okay, so obviously this is a prototype. Rules are still being in the works. There's still some minor adjustments possible on the artwork. When can we expect the full version to be available and people can play it?
You will see the game in Europe end of February, beginning of March.
Okay. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
This is Jonathan, reporting for PinballNews.com, thanking Gary Stern and wishing you a very successful fair for the rest of the week.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.